a time, there was a young child. She was very sweet. She loved to amuse herself by gathering nuts, running after butterflies, and picking flowers. Mother, who had been churning and baking cakes, said to her, "My dear, put on your cloak and take this cake to your granny and ask her how she is, for I hear she is ailing." Now the child was very fond of her grandmother, who had made her so many nice things, so she put on her cloak and joyfully started on her errand. But her grandmother lived some way off, and to reach the cottage, the child had to pass through a vast and lonely forest. However, some woodcutters were at work in it, so the child was not so very much alarmed when she saw a great big wolf coming towards her. And sure enough, there was the wolf. Had it not been for the woodcutters, he would surely have eaten the child. Instead, he only stopped and asked her politely where she was going. "I am going to see Granny. Take her this cake and pot of butter and ask how she is," said the child. "Does she live a very far way off?" asked the wolf craftily. "Not so far if you go by the straight road," replied the child. "You have only to pass the mill, and the first cottage on the right is Granny's. But I am going by the wood path, because there are such a lot of nice nuts to gather, butterflies to catch, and flowers to pick." "I wish you good luck," said the wolf politely. "Give my respects to your grandmother and tell her I hope she is quite well." And with that, he trotted off. But instead of going his way, he turned back and took the straight road to the old woman's cottage and knocked at the door. But Granny had gone to see the woodcutters, so no one came to the door. The wolf knocked again, and then walked in and shut the door. Then he put on Granny's nightcap and her nightgown, and he got into bed and rolled himself well up in the bedclothes. Along came the child, who had been gathering nuts, running after butterflies, and picking flowers. She knocked on the door. "Who's there?" asked the wolf, making his voice as soft as he could. Now the child heard the voice and thought it was rather strange, but she remembered that her grandmother had been ailing. So she said, "'Tis I! Tis I! Tis I!" beloved granddaughter with a pot of butter and a cake from Mother to ask how you are. The door is unlocked. Come in, my dear, said the wolf. So the child turned the knob, the door opened, and there she thought was her grandmother in the bed, for the cottage was so dark that she could not see well. Besides, the crafty wolf had turned his face to the wall at first, and he made his voice as soft as he could when he said, come and kiss me, my dear. The child took off her cloak and went to the bed. Oh, Grandmama! Oh, Grandmama! What big arms you've got! All the better to hug you with, said he. Oh, Grandmama! Oh, Grandmama! What big ears you've got! All the better to hear you with, my dear. Oh, Grandmama! Oh, Grandmama! What big eyes you've got! All the better to see you with, my dear. Oh, Grandmama! Oh, Grandmama! What big teeth you've got! And chased the child around and round the house and out into the woods. Was the wolf's undoing. For there he met the woodcutters, and they cut off his head before he could get out of Granny's nightclothes and run away. The child went home to her mother, and the churning of butter and the baking of cakes. As for the wolf, it is said that on dark and chilly nights in the vast and lonely forest, ever so often one still sees the ghost of a wolf wearing Granny's nightcap and nightgown, looking for something delicious to eat.